Tonight, we're going to look again, we're going to look again at the Great Confession. We talked about, we talked about man. When God created man, he created man like himself. We're the only creatures that on planet Earth that we know that communicate like we do. You can talk to a cow, a bull, but you can't have much fellowship with them, can you? You know, got somebody like Arnold on Green Acres, you might could get a little something out of him because he know how to grunt. But you can't really go in deep fellowship, have no fellowship with them. They got a different way of communicating. Amen. And but all the, you know, the birds, they sing. You got all kinds of fowls. You got all kinds of different animals. But man, we were created in a different class. But we still live on the same earth. But we have the ability to commune with the God that is unseen to the eye, but he's seen, but he's known in our hearts. And so I want to talk about the Great Confession. It needless for me to say, or I should say, because it need to be said and said and said. Of the great victory that Jesus won for us. Man was created like God. Psalm 84, I believe, 82, 84, called us, it said we are gods. 1 John chapter 3 said it called us sons of God. So we go through the Bible, especially New Testament, when Jesus was raised from the dead. We have a relationship and a fellowship with the Father that is beyond what we have grasped yet. We're still grasping it. We're still comprehending it. And so we want to talk about the Great Confession. And then you understand why he said, hold fast to your confession of faith. Listen to this. You can go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. How many times we read that? Let's look at it again. Romans 10, 9 and 10. And it says, that if thou shalt do what? Now, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall do what? Believe in thine heart. That God has what? Raised him, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, delivered, born again, set free, brought into a new place, into a kingdom where all of God's provision had been made. You're saved, born again. Then he tells us how it happened, how to do it. For with the what? Verse 10? For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And righteousness is what? Right standing with God. Man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And we have told, we have said it before, and you know it, that word salvation is a all-inclusive word. What I mean by that, it covers everything, not just getting born again. It covers the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It covers your safety, your protection. It covers your money. It covers your children. It covers your life. Everything that had to do with life. He saved us. And that's why we need to understand this great confession. So, I'm going to read you a little excerpt I took from Brother Hagin's book in him. That's why I want to read you a little what he said. And listen to this. He said, confession, I believe in my heart. You confess this. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he was raised from the dead for my justification. I confess him as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus is my Lord. He's dominating my life. So you're confessing this and you give him a right. You're saying what you have come to know and you yield to him. He's guiding me. He's leading me. He said the first confession we must make is that Jesus is my Lord. That's why it's called a great confession, because it puts you in the right place. And then it defines your position. Listen to what he said. Being born again, becoming a child of God, is the key that unlocks all God's provision and promises. I'm going to read it again. Said, being born again, becoming a child of God, is the key that unlocks all God's provision and God's promises to us. How many of them? So once we find out who we are, what we have, what's been done, then we can never go around saying things, using our words loosely, carelessly, putting words out there that's empty of the power. And that is real foolish when we realize what words would do. Satan take those empty words. See, every word you put out ought to be filled with the power of God, ought to be power packed. God spoken, God breathed, God believed, God lived, and you put them out there. But we put out words foolishly, empty words, and then we wonder, why is this happening to me? Because we put some words out there that didn't have the power of God in it, didn't have the life of God in it, didn't have the light of God. Isn't that something? Think about that for a minute. So when we realize what confession is and what we've been and what have happened to us when we got born again, we have joined a kingdom that's infallible, impossible to be destroyed. This kingdom shall swallow, destroy all other kingdoms.